Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, hello there, and you join us here today to look at the market over the last 6 months and to define which watch has lost the most value in those 6 months. For more watches, click the watchfinder.com link in the description. Tom, it's been a rocky road for the last few years as we've seen watch prices going up and then really down and then sort of like okay for a bit and then down a bit more and then here we are today. So what I thought I'd do is a little bit of a recap on what the market is doing and why. But before we do, Tom, what's your finger on the pulse feeling when it comes to the watch market at the moment?
Just a feeling of massive unattainability across the board for me. For poor old Tommy,
yeah,
I've got nothing but holes and moths in my pockets.
No sausage for little Tommy.
Yeah, exactly. Spent all my money on magic beans. That's not a drug reference I would never use.
Well, it's a very good point because so many of the watches that we coveted 10 years ago or so that we felt we were just one good paycheck away from being able to purchase have long since sailed into the distance on a party boat that we weren't invited to. But those types of things are changing, and I'm here to identify some of the biggest depreciating watches. They went up in value enormously through COVID because of all of the things that happened in COVID. Lack of materials, supply and demand, people who were bored and buying things, the boom in cryptocurrency as well, in short-term trading and asset class stuff that's, finance terms and that. And it just meant that we saw a snowball effect of this kind of product, but it peaked and everyone thought, oh, I spent too much on this, I better sell it. And that snowballed the other way. I do think we're seeing a bit of a plateau here. Check out all of the data over on watchcharts.com to play along. And you'll see that we are seeing an increasingly smoother, flatter graph as we go. As it happens, as a whole, it looks like the graph is going to intersect with the extrapolation pre-COVID around April 2024. So keep your eyes peeled for that. I'm calling it now. Don't make any rash financial decisions based on that call, because I am probably wrong. But Tom, the two watches that we have picked out, how can they both be the watch that's lost the most value? Well, I'll explain. Because you can lose based on a percentage, so it might be a small amount overall, but it's lost most of its value as a percentage, but also as an absolute amount. So why don't you start us off with the watch that's lost the most percentage-wise?
Yeah, so one of the ones I like to keep my eye on is the Royal Oak. Yeah, being at the sort of top of the peak when it comes to watch prices and scarcity and very, very sought after, gained tremendous value on the pre-owned market. But we're starting to see that come down. You know me, I love a brand that does the same statement piece over and over again. So I've just really kind of wanted one for a long time. What I've sort of noticed as well, and I think your regular Royal Oak, you know, that skyrocketed, became extremely scarce. And in that peak, I think people who couldn't acquire that started to sort of get the chronograph version, which perhaps wasn't as favourable back in the day. But because of the scarcity, people started to go, you know what, I want that Royal Oak, I want that octagonal shape, I'm just going to go for the chronograph. And then we started to see that sort of you know, pick up in value and scarcity as well. But that sort of started to come back down. So the one I like is the Audemars Piguet Royal Oak Chronograph 41 in pink gold, reference number 263200R. It's a discontinued model, so you can only get it pre-owned. The closest thing to it in the current lineup is the self-winding chronograph 262400R, and that's £67,900, so nearly 70 grand for that one. But this one has taken a tumble on the pre-owned market by 36% of its value from 6 months ago, and it's down to £40,000. So it's still 40 grand chunk of change, but 36% less, so that's like 23 grand off what it was 6 months ago, and still kind of 30 grand less than what you would pay RRP for the nearest current model. So that's pretty promising if you're in the market for the same statement piece that AP release time and time again, weekly, it seems.
First of all, Tom, I think we should take a moment's silence and take out our violins for the poor souls who had to settle for the Royal Oak chronograph over the Royal Oak. My heart does bleed for them in that difficult decision that they had to make, and the compromise even.
Yeah.
But now, I suppose, last in, first out, the Royal Oak chronograph was the piece that followed the standard Royal Oak up in market, a bit like how the Aquanaut did with the Nautilus. And
yeah,
it's coming down harder than others, which is really, really good if you're interested in purchasing one at something closer to a reasonable price. And to see that discount from the new version is very promising too. Where that will settle, because that is a 6 month drop of 35%. I can't imagine that tomorrow it's immediately going to level out. Where that will settle, I don't know. But at the very least, you've taken off the bulk of the risk of buying at a peak on that particular watch. 35%, that's a lot of value. Tom, let's take that 35% and change it for absolute figures, because this is the Patek Philippe 5711 1P. Mm-hmm. And no, that is not the price of the watch, unfortunately. This watch on the market today is £360,000. This is a 40th anniversary platinum limited edition of the 5711, a very, very coveted watch, which in the last 6 months took a wee bit of a bath to the tune of £67,000. Now, anyone who owns one, who bought it at RRP, won't be shedding too much of a tear, because the original retail price was £90,000. So having lost out from a good cool £450,000 to around £350 odd, whatever it is, so much money, I'm just going to round it up to the nearest £50,000. They're still doing very, very well above the retail price, but as an absolute drop in money, £67,000, you could almost buy that brand new Royal Oak chronograph in gold that you were talking about for the amount of money that this watch has lost in the last 6 months. It kind of goes to show the volatility of the prices of these incredibly popular models, which further goes to show the value of a lot of the models that people are not hunting quite to the extreme.
So you might have to bust out the dictionary definition of value again for me here, Andrew, because what are you saying? £359,245,000. And what was it at RRP?
£89,200.
But it was a lot more than that 6 months ago. It was nearly £70,000 more. So I suppose £70,000 off, that's quite good, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's the value. I'm confused. These numbers are too big for my tiny, shiny little brain.
Well, if you could think about it like this, to paint it in words that you might understand, if you went to the computer game shop and purchased one copy of Elden Ring, and instead of costing you £70...
Collector's edition.
They gave it to you for a discount of £69,930 that they owed you. That's the amount of money that we're talking here.
I think
that rationalises what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not a net gain for the computer game shop, though, is it, really?
No.
I'd want to buy more copies and sell them on to other people. Actually, that's what I'd do there.
perhaps generating a snowball effect of supply and demand as people clamour to get hold of these incredibly valuable items.
Yeah, not enjoy the game myself, but instead withhold them from other potential buyers and then sell them on a profit when people can't get them from the shop.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. Park that. We'll get back to that after this. So there you have it, dear viewer and listener. Those are the two biggest losers in the last 6 months. Hopefully we're seeing the plateau start to lay itself out in front of us as watches become more affordable and more attainable to more people. Let me know what you think about the market and where it's going to go over the next 6 months. Thank you so much for watching. If you are interested in purchasing a watch, you'll see a bunch below the video. And if you want to see more, head over to watchfinder.com. Thank you and goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.